This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has been trying to put a positive spin on his decision to ban travelers from Europe as part of the coronavirus crisis. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House, some of what the president has been saying is not true.
He says it's another way to keep more virus cases out of the country.
And if an American's coming back or anybody's coming back, we're testing. We have a tremendous testing setup where people coming in have to be tested.
That's not true, nor is his statement that those who return are being forced to self-isolate.
It's going to be a pretty strong enforcement of quarantine.
Today has seen another big market drop, plus more school and sports league cancellations as fears of the virus spread. Though for most people, it causes only mild or moderate symptoms, and the vast majority recover. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Wall Street saw its worst day Thursday since the so-called Black Monday crash of 1987. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
It was a devastating day on Wall Street. Stocks suffered their most severe beating since the Black Monday crash of 1987, with coronavirus fears sparking another sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 10% of value, falling 2,300 points to close at 21,200. The S&P 500 gave up 9.51%, dropping 260 points to 2,480.64. The Nasdaq Composite lost 750 points, or 9.43%, to 7,201. Stocks went on the downturn from the opening bell, plunging so fast that a 15-minute trading halt was triggered for the second time this week. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website. That's voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Two men running to replace President Donald Trump, Democrats former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, have both criticized the president's response to the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Democratic presidential candidate Biden says that Trump's assertion Wednesday that it is a foreign virus is simply wrong.
Public fears are being compounded by a pervasive lack of trust in this president, fueled by adversarial relationships with the truth that he continues to have.
Speaking in Vermont, Senator Sanders said the administration and Congress need to take the lead on fighting the outbreak.
We must immediately convene an emergency bipartisan authority of experts to support and direct a response that is comprehensive, compassionate, and based first and foremost on science and fact.
A debate between Biden and Sanders, scheduled for Sunday night in Arizona, was moved to CNN's Washington studios and will take place with no audience because of concerns over the coronavirus. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the president has authorized him to take all options possible after three service members, two Americans and a Briton, were killed in a missile attack at an airbase in Iraq Wednesday night. Esper said the president has authorized him to do what he needs to hold those who launched the attack accountable.
I'm not going to talk about what, when, who, what we're doing. I'm going to stick to what I said is we're going to hold those persons accountable. And I'm not taking any option off the table right now.
14 other people were wounded. A U.S. military spokesman in Iraq said that about 18 107-millimeter Katyusha rockets struck the base and that Iraqi security forces found a rocket-rigged truck a few kilometers from Camp Taji. Iranian-backed militia groups in Iraq have used such rockets in the past. Iran's foreign minister demanded Thursday that the United States immediately halt what he called a campaign of economic terrorism and lift sanctions, saying they made it virtually impossible to import medicine and medical equipment, including to identify and treat coronavirus patients. Mohammad Javad Zarif said in a letter to the UN Secretary General that U.S. sanctions have also left thousands of Iranians stranded abroad and severely disrupted air links with Europe. And Greek forces fired tear gas and water cannon at the Greek-Turkish border Thursday to deter migrants from trying to cross into the European Union. Witnesses said tear gas was also fired from the Turkish side of the border. Greece says it has stopped almost 45,000 people from entering its territory over the past 2 weeks. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.